Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, September 1st. Happy Resurrection Day. Also, happy Labor Day weekend. Also, happy first Sunday or first day in September. And finally, I need to back up and say happy birthday to several people who celebrated a birthday last week. Miss Debbie Hicks, our financial director, Renee DeRamas, who works in our CLC and in our kitchen, and you see her working all over, and also our former Minister of Education, Mr. Alvin Pelton, all celebrated a birthday last week. When my son was at Advent Episcopal School, he learned a birthday blessing, and May and I have been trying to learn it this week. So we want to say this birthday blessing over Alvin and Renee and Debbie and anyone who celebrates a birthday in August or September. Will you pray with me? Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and keep them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. If they fall, raise them up. And in their hearts, may the peace that passes understanding abide all the days of their life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. On this first day of September, we are starting into a new subsection. We're going to be talking for 2 weeks on the life and the teachings of Paul. And today we're in Acts chapter 9, where we read about the conversion of Saul. And I'm going to read this week from a version I don't think I've ever read from before, the Contemporary English Version. The title in my Bible says, Saul Becomes a Follower of the Lord. Saul kept on threatening to kill the Lord's followers. He even went to the high priest and asked for letters to the leaders in the synagogues in Damascus. He did this because he wanted to arrest and take to Jerusalem any man or woman who had accepted the Lord's way. When Saul had almost reached Damascus, a bright light from heaven suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why are you so cruel to me? Who are you? Saul asked. I am Jesus, the Lord answered. I am the one you are so cruel to. Now get up and go into the city where you will be told what to do. The men with Saul stood there speechless. They had heard the voice, but they had not seen anyone. Saul got up from the ground, and when he opened his eyes, he could not see a thing. Someone then led him by the hand to Damascus, and for 3 days he was blind and did not eat or drink. A follower named Ananias lived in Damascus, and the Lord spoke to him in a vision. Ananias answered, Lord, here I am. The Lord said to him, Get up and go to the house of Judas on Straight Street. When you get there, you will find a man named Saul from the city of Tarsus. Saul is praying, and he has seen a vision. He saw a man named Ananias coming to him and putting his hands on him so he could see again. Ananias replied, Lord, a lot of people have told me about the terrible things this man has done to your followers in Jerusalem. Now the chief priests have given him the power to come here and arrest anyone who worships in your name. The Lord said to Ananias, Go, I have chosen him to tell foreigners, kings, and people of Israel about me. I will show him how much he must suffer for worshiping in my name. Ananias left and went to the house where Saul was staying. Ananias placed his hands on him and said, Saul, the Lord Jesus has sent me. He is the same one who appeared to you along the road. He wants you to be able to see and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Suddenly, something like fish scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see. He got up and was baptized. Then he ate and felt much better. The title in the next section is Saul Preaches in Damascus. For several days, Saul stayed with the Lord's followers in Damascus. Soon he went to the synagogues and started telling people that Jesus is the Son of God. Everyone who heard Saul was amazed and said, isn't this the man who caused so much trouble for the people in Jerusalem who worship in the name of Jesus? Didn't he come here to arrest them and take them to the chief priests? Saul preached with such power that he completely confused the Jewish people in Damascus as he tried to show them that Jesus is the Messiah. Later, some of them made plans to kill Saul, but he found out about it. He learned that they were guarding the gates of the city day and night in order to kill him. Then one night, his followers let him down over the city wall in a large basket. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the followers, but they were all afraid of him because they did not believe he was a true follower. Then Barnabas helped him by taking him to the apostles. He explained how Saul had seen the Lord and how the Lord had spoken to him. Barnabas also said when Saul was in Damascus, he had spoken bravely in the name of Jesus. Saul moved about freely with the followers in Jerusalem and told everyone about the Lord. He was always arguing with the Jews who spoke Greek, and so they tried to kill him. But the followers found out about this and took Saul to Caesarea. From there, they sent him to the city of Tarsus. The church in Judea, Galilee, and Samaria now had a time of peace and kept on worshiping the Lord. The church became stronger as the Holy Spirit encouraged it and helped it grow. While Peter was traveling from place to place, he visited the Lord's followers who lived in the town of Lydda. There he met a man named Aeneas, who for 8 years had been sick in bed and could not move. Peter said to Aeneas, "Jesus Christ has healed you. Get up and make up your bed." At once he stood up. Many people in the towns of Lydda and Sharon saw Aeneas and became followers of the Lord. In Joppa, there was a follower named Tabitha. Her Greek name was Dorcas, which means dear. She was always doing good things for people and had given much to the poor. But she got sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Joppa wasn't far from Lydda, and the followers heard that Peter was there. They sent two men to say to him, "Please come with us as quickly as you can." At once, Peter went with them. The men took Peter upstairs into the room. Many widows were there crying. They showed him the coats and clothes that Dorcas had made while she was still alive. After Peter had sent everyone out of the room, he knelt down and prayed. Then he turned to the body of Dorcas and said, "Tabitha, get up." The woman opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Peter called in the widows and the other followers and showed them that Dorcas had been raised from death. Everyone in Joppa heard what had happened, and many of them put their faith in the Lord. Peter stayed on for a while in Joppa in the house of a man named Simon, who made leather. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Remember, we will have two services today at 9 and 11, but we will not have Sunday morning Bible study. Only donuts in Hudson Hall and a time of fellowship. Several things stuck out in this passage to me. First, in the conversion of Saul, when Jesus is talking to Ananias, he tells him to go to the street called Straight. I love that. The historicity of the Bible, the historical facts that we find in Scripture, they bolster my faith in the fact that this is a document that was researched by Luke. He found out what really happened, and then he preserved it. He wrote it down by the power of the Holy Spirit. I also saw that Dorcas was a woman who was using her giftedness for the Lord. She might not have been a preacher or a teacher, but she was a clothes maker. As May would say, she was a fashion designer, and she was making clothes for women in need. Just want to encourage you in that. Whatever your gifting is or whatever you like to do, you can use it to be an encouragement to the Lord and to others. And then finally, in verse 31, there's just such a wonderful prayer for our church and for the church global. And so I want to end our time together by turning that verse into a prayer. Would you pray with me? Father, would you give us a time of peace in our nation, in our world, where we can keep on worshiping you? Lord, would you make our church stronger? And would you use the Holy Spirit to encourage it and to make it grow? We thank you, Lord, for the good things that we see. We pray alongside those in our fellowship who need an extra special touch. Use us as a body to encourage one another, to help one another, and to strengthen the fellowship. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.